It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. And when you open the Bible, our challenge is exactly to see in every book of the Bible, bring something about Jesus, something about God is in mission. He is the one who is working. He is the one who is in front of us, prepare the way. We are just invited to be part of this. But the final responsibility to finish His work is from God. This is what we talk about. We are finished today our series about God's mission. And I hope you enjoy. I really enjoy to see. And because help me to really find, I can see the footprints, okay? Footprints of God in every book, Something's happened. And it's like he starts something and he is oversee the whole history, everything. And sometimes he said, okay, you can go. And we mix up, we do wrong thing. And he just jump in and fix the problem. But because he is in charge, he is the one who is in charge. And our challenge today is connect our last 4 weeks with our present and the future of the church, the future that we can see in the book of Revelation. But for a start, that it's good as a start point to take a look in Galatians chapter 3, verse 6 to 9. I really want you to live here, from here, see that it's all connect Old Testament with New Testament. The books is all connect, the whole thing. God is behind the whole thing. So Galatians, I prefer in Portuguese when you say Galatas, but okay, Galatians 3, verse 6 to 9, and say, so also Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Understand then that those who have faith are children of Abraham. Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announced the gospel in advance to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who rely on faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. Do you see the connection here? Old Testament, the blessing, the covenant between God and Abraham was all under God's plan. And it's interesting in verse 6 here when it say, so also Abraham believed God, it was credited to him as righteousness. It's sometimes we listen, no, the Old Testament, people are saved by works. You have to follow the law. But you know, it's not true. Always was by faith. Always. And Abraham was credited to him as righteousness because his faith. Because his faith. The difference we can see, if you've never thought about, is in the Old Testament, they believe, they should believe in somebody who will come. The Messiah, in the future. But when we arrive in the New Testament, we have to have faith again, but not in someone who will come, but in someone who already came, Jesus Christ. You see the connection? So, but always was by faith. We saw that God's mission is not save people for on the nation. We saw that God's mission is not bring peace and happiness for those believe on him. Saving people from all nations, bring peace and happiness for those believe in God, are a consequence, natural consequence for God's mission. But they are not the main purpose of God. The main purpose of God is his glory. He wants to be glorified among all nations, among all people, everywhere. This was since from the beginning. So God's mission is to glorify his own name in all the earth and among all people. I repeat this every single week. So when you live here today, you need to memorize that. This is the God's mission. God's mission is glorify his own name in all the earth and among all people. In Genesis chapter 1, we saw that all creation was made to glorify him. Everything, the human being, us, was made to glorify him. God created man and woman and commanded them to multiply and subdue the earth. We remember that Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, we looked there. And you saw that this order to multiply was not only about numbers. It's not to have more people on earth, but multiply the relationship they had before. They walk with God. God come every day to walk with them on the garden. In the garden? On the garden. Yeah, you understand. So, but God was there every day. And you remember when they fell, God was there again. Hey, where are you guys? I came to walk with you. But where are you? You hide from me because you're ashamed. But God went there to walk with them. To walk with them. So God, in God's plan, when it was God was invested in this couple, in this first couple, to multiply this kind of relationship of all earth, this kind of devotional, this kind of day-by-day relationship with God. But some things happened. They fall. So when, with the fall of my daughter said, Dad, it's not Adam, it's Adam. Okay, thanks. Okay. Adam, in Portuguese, is Adão, so it's okay. But Adam and Eve, when they fall, God intervened in the history again. So he called Abraham. He was nothing. He was not better than anyone. But because of the lineage, the bloodline of Seth, he chose, and he again, as I said before, God jumped in the history and said, okay, I will speed up something here, and I will make my people. And through Abraham, all families of the earth will be blessed. So, God commanded Adam to bring the blessing of garden, the relationship, to every corner of the earth. God commanded Abraham to leave his family, and as he goes, Abraham was blessing people, all the families in the earth. Adam and Abraham were called to fulfill God's mission, so people around the earth can have the real knowledge of God. So it was through Abraham that God created the people of Israel. And you saw last week that God's expectation for the people of Israel. God expected Israel to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. God expected Israel to repudiate all practices and beliefs that was contrary to the God's truth. God expected Israel to be a model to all the nations. So around Israel, all the nations can look to see, okay, it's something. They have a different life. They have a different relationship with their God. Because when they walk, their God is go with them and bless them. It's so amazing. We want to know this God. This is the truth. And we saw too that the people of Israel fail for two reasons. First, Israel fail when they decide to follow the customs of other nations. Instead, to really hold their faith, hold what God said to the people of Israel, they said, okay, you know, they are other nation, they have a king. So I think it's a good thing. We can have a king too. But God was their king. And God didn't want that. God want they obey him as the king. He was the leader of the people through Moses, through the leadership, but he was the one. But this is why last week you saw when God talked with Samuel, the prophet, and God said, Samuel, don't be sad. they are not denying you. They are denying me. They don't want me. And this happened. Since the day I brought them from the Egypt. So it was very sad. Israel failed too when they became exclusivist, losing its purpose to be salt and light to all the nations. Remember, God brought Israel to be light for all Gentiles. This is what it was made for. But they said, no, we are good. We are the best. We don't need, if you want to walk with it, you need to be an Israelite. You need to become like me. They lost their vision, what God had to them. So Israel was created to bring people to God, but they failed. But this is God's mission. This is God's mission. And at the right time, in accord to divine prophecy, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Jesus was sent by God, the Father, as the solely and absolute sacrifice for our sins. And it's interesting, in Matthew chapter 16, verse 15 to 19, he shows 12 disciples. And one day, seated around the table with the disciples, Jesus asked, but what about you? He asked. Who do you say I am? So Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the key of the kingdom of heaven. Wherever you bind it on the earth, will be bound in heaven. And wherever you lose on the earth, will be loose in heaven. So here's the first time you see the word church. And Jesus was with his disciples. And people was talking about Jesus. Oh, maybe he's only a prophet. He's Elijah or something like that. And when they asked him, Peter came with a heavenly statement about Jesus. He said, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And when Jesus said, I will build my church in this rock, and I will not spend time here to try to see if Jesus was talking about the rock, he was the rock, or Peter was the rock, so this is not the case here. But I love to see that God, Jesus already brings to the disciple, hey, the church will come from this rock, and I believe it was from this rock, he, Jesus, I will build my church. It's a new chapter of the God's mission from him. We go to work with Jesus to share the gospel, to share the salvation. But one thing it's interesting too here is when he says, I will build my church and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Sometimes you read this and the impression is that we are in the church and we are protected because the evil cannot come. But the truth here, he said, is the gate of the Hades will not overcome. So, the idea is we as church, we go there and we will bring people that were lost. This is the idea. We cannot stay just as, oh, it's so good, come every Sunday and have so good fellowship And it's so good to have tea and coffee and cookies. I hope somebody brought today. And because this is part of the church, but this is only 1% of what we were created for. In the Jesus vision, as a church, we were created to go. This is what is the name of the word church means. And in Portuguese, it's chamados para fora. So I try to translate now. It's call to outside. This is what's the root of the word church. We are not called to be inside. We are called to be outside, share the gospel. Share the gospel with your family, with your friends. This is the spiritual thing here. And we find in John chapter 19, verse 30, Jesus was on the cross. And he said here, when he had received the drink, the vinegar, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. John chapter 19, verse 3. One of Jesus' last words on the cross was telestai. I'm not speaking tongues. So telestai. This means, it was translated in English, that it's finished. It's done. It's complete. This verb is in perfect tense. And bring the idea that on the cross, Jesus did everything. He don't need add nothing. Nobody can add nothing to our redemption. Everything was done. We need to relay in Jesus. It's not about religion. It's about Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter where you go, the name of your church, it's all about Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter if you use long shirts or not so much. Doesn't matter. Because you are not saved about the customs. Because you follow the law. The law in Brazil, we say, you are a follower of the law of the believers. It's because the evangelicals in Brazil, they create a stereotype that when I look, oh, this is a real evangelical. The woman has a long hair. You know what I'm talking about. Don't go for movie theaters. Don't go this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Our salvation is not about that. We don't do something this because we know that compromise my relationship with my Father. This is why I'm not do this. It's not to gain my salvation. You need to understand that. When you say, I don't do this, or I don't go for this place, it's not because when you do this, you gain your salvation. No. If you think that, you are in the wrong way. But they say, okay, I'm not go for that place. I don't do this. I don't watch this. Because I know when I do this, when I make this, when I see this, I make my Father sad. It's relationship. Is relationship. Everything in the cross of our Lord and Savior, our redemption was accomplished. Everything was done. So what is the God's expectation to the church? First, the church was created to be a testimony of God's wisdom to the angels. Look at me, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. Few times when I read this verse, I would think about church give a testimony for people, for the governments. If you read, you can. But look the terms here. His intent was that now, through church, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. This talk about angels, this spiritual thing. It's not the man in human here. According to his eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In other words, he said, church, you need to be a testimony to the all angels, to the all spiritual beings, when see, this was the plan, the God's plan from the beginning. God chose the man to reach all the nations. And my name will be glorified among all the nations. And I chose men to do this. They failed. But can you see the wisdom of God? God prepared everything. God is in control of everything. We are testimony for the angels that God is in control. God is the God of the universe. The second is here is the church was created to continue the legacy of Israel to the nations. The church was created to continue the legacy of Israel to the nations. Look, it's beautiful. I think Peter woke up in the morning. Probably he did not drink coffee at the time. Okay. Tea. Okay. And woke up in the morning and said, okay, I'm doing my devotional this morning. And he wake up and he sit in his rock chair. And he opened the Exodus chapter 19 because he was a Jew. So he opened the Torah and he opened Exodus chapter 19, 5 and 6. We read before, remember, last week. And he found this. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations, you will be my treasure possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites. So he read this and said, wow. And the Holy Spirit talked to him. And he said, I need to make a letter for my brothers, Gentiles. They were not Jews. They were Gentiles. And look at this. 1 Peter 2, 9, 10. But you are a chosen people. A royal priesthood. Oh, look it down. You will be for me a kingdom of priests. Kingdom of priests, royal priesthood. Can you get it? But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Look down. Israel will be a holy nation for me if you follow my will. And said, church, the Gentiles, you'll be a holy nation. Look here. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. Look down. You will be my treasure possession. Can you see how close are these statements? So we were created as church to continue the legacy of Israel. We are not Israel, okay? We are not Israel. Don't try to make the tents, the whole thing. We are not Israel. We are church. Okay? We can appreciate their culture. And now we can say that Israel is in standby. God did not finish with them. And God has a very special place for them. And I praise my God because of Israel. But they are in standby. And this is business between Israel and God. It's not about us. Okay? We can pray for them. We can help them. We can pray and share the gospel with the Jews. It's our business. It's preach the gospel. But when God will come back to start to work with Israel again? It's dad's business. It's not my business. Okay? Anyway. So, but we are now in the same place of Israel, on where God called us here to be a royal priesthood. What's mean? Everyone, if you are believed, Josh, if you believe in God, if you're saved in Jesus Christ, God, according to Peter, you are a priest. Even if you don't like that, you're a priest. It's one who will make connection with people outside, with God. A royal one. It's not a simple one. You're a royal priest. Everyone here, if you're saved by Jesus Christ, you are inside this promise. We are a holy nation. Not because me. Praise the Lord because that. Not because of you. But because of him who brought us. And in him, in Jesus Christ, God, when look Marcus, he looks me and say, it's Jesus. Because I'm covered by the blood of the Lamb. And we are God's special possession. He takes care of the church. He takes care of the church. Third, the church was created to bring salvation to the end of the earth. I tried to show you the New Testament used the same text that was used in the Old Testament. They connect. Okay, so the church was created to bring salvation to the end of the earth. Acts chapter 13, verse 46 to 48. Look here. Then Paul and Barnabas answered them boldly. We had to speak the word of God to you first, to Jews, to you first. Since you reject it and do not consider yourself worth of the eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles. For this is what the Lord has commanded us. I have made you light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the end of the earth. Remember last week? In Isaiah? God brings Israel to be light to the Gentiles, to all nations. And here, Paul and Barnabas was talking to them and said, you know, I bring the word for you guys, for the Jews, but the Jews did not accept us. You guys did not accept us. So I will obey what God commanded us in the Old Testament, to preach to the Gentiles, to be a light for the Gentiles. So when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and honored the word of the Lord. And all who were appointed for eternal life believed. As a Presbyterian, I love this end of verse. Who were appointed for eternal life believed. Amen. Amen. The church was created to lead the nations to worship Yahweh. Remember, the first day I was here, I talked about that the main goal of the church is not mission. Is worship. And we share a little bit about, John Piper, Pastor John Piper, when he says that the church was called to worship, because one day, when you have a million of people, will bow before God and worship him, we do not need mission, but we continue in worship. So mission is one thing that will have an end. In the end of the time, when people will be before God and the job is done, we don't need mission anymore. So mission is not the priority. The priority is worship. This is our end, our focus. It's everybody will worship the God, our God. This is the main point. Okay? So I taught in Portuguese, so I tried to put in English, and I hope it makes sense. Do you know what comforts my heart? It's mission given by God is mission accomplished. Mission established by God is mission fulfilled. Why I'm saying this, I try to explain my point, is because when God creates the mission, his mission, he is responsible to finish. And even when I make some mistakes, in some way he will jump in and he will do his job because he is sovereign. He has the power. And when you go for the book of Revelation, I will share with you some verse here that for me just bring me joy. Revelation 5, 9, 10 said, and they sung a new song, saying, you are worthy to take this scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God person for every tribe, language, and people, and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on earth. And you see, Genesis, now Revelation. Everything will be done. Not because of us, because we will fail. We can do maximum we can, but the truth is, many times we fail on the way. But God never will fail. And he promised that in the end, we will have people from every nation. And it's not only 10 or 15. It's million and million of people will be there worship the Lamb. Revelation 7, chapter verse 9 and 10 says, after this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, stand before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branch in their hands. And they cry out in loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Can you see? This is the final picture. He starts, invite a couple, Adam and Eve, to participate in his mission, to make his name glorify among all the nations. And many things happen during the history. And you can find during the prophets, you can find the judges, we can find all the time you see God footprints there in the Bible, in the history. He is present. He is not far, sleeping, take a vacation. No, he is on his mission. And we finish with Revelation 21, verse 23 to 27. When it says, the seed does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it. For the glory of God, the glory of God gives light. And the lamp is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light. And the kings of the earth will bring their splendor in it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nation. Remember in Genesis chapter 1? God's mission is have his name glorified for all nations and all from all people. It said, the glory and honor of the nations will brought into it. Is there? Nothing impure will ever enter it. Do you know you struggle with sin? I struggle. You struggle because you're a human being. We have good news. There we will not have a problem with sin because we have a new body. Nothing bad will be there nothing impure. We have our body totally transformed by the glory of God. 100%. This morning, I wake up, the last 2 days, the last week, I was coughing, 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 I don't have voice. 3 days ago, I start with back pain. So, in Brazil, we said, after 40, you never ask, how are you? You say, where you hurt today? So, last week was coffee, now was a back pain, so it just changed the pain, different. But, you know, there, I will not have back pain. And doesn't matter what you feel today, if you're after 40s, doesn't matter. You won't have there too, because we will have a new bodies. No sin, no sickness, no cry, no suffer, because we will be in the presence of our Lord. Nothing impure will ever enter. No will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of the Life. I have a question for you. And I cannot close today without making this question. Do you think your name is on this book, the Book of the Lamb? There is only way, only one way that your name will be in the Book of the Lamb. Is if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. This is only one way. There is no, it's not about following a religion. It's not about come to the church every Sunday. It's not about follow all human standards or religious standards that humans had created. No, no. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about faith in Jesus Christ. And if you need, if you don't have and don't sure that your name is on this book, you need give your life to Jesus Christ. You need to give his life. So let's pray. And if you are here for the first time, or if you are here for many times, but you never think about, and you are not sure, you never was really with a commitment with the Lord. It's time to meet the Lord now. Because we don't know the day of tomorrow. We don't know. Doesn't matter how many years you have in the church. Doesn't matter if you was born almost in the church. And I say that for my kids many times. Do you know Lizzie and Isaac? You know, the cat has kittens. Dogs has little dogs. But Christian doesn't have little Christians. You have to have your own experience with the Lord. It's not because you are a daughter or son of a pastor. That means you are already saved. You have to have your... And I cannot say anything. I cannot touch in that area. It's about you and God. And the same I say to you. Doesn't matter if you are here, if you are Macaroni son and daughters, and if you are here for many years, and your dad worked for the Lord, and your mom, but... You have to have your own experience with the Lord. Only through this, your name will be signed on the book of the Lamb. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for you are on a mission. And as I invite people here who has some doubts, I ask that so they can pray with me and say, God, I sometimes I don't understand. But I want to believe, and I want to now, by faith, confess you, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. And I ask you, Lord, to teach me. I ask you, Lord, to open my spiritual eyes so I can understand by faith. And I make a commitment to you, Lord, to find another believer, so in believers, so I can share my decision with him or with her, so they can help me to grow on my faith. So I accept in this morning, I confess Jesus Christ and my Lord and my Savior, but I need help to understand more. And Lord, I pray for every person here And I pray for help us to be light. Help us to be priests of the Lord. So wherever you go, we can share your presence and you can connect people to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because we are not alone. Thank you because you are sovereign God, you are universal God, and the power is in your hand. And in the end, all nations will be bowed before you, Lord. Worship God, Father, and the Lamb. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.